Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter, and today is our Sunday Success Series. And it's a very special Sunday because it's Easter Sunday. And, you know, there's really no better success story than the rising of Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian, you totally believe that. If you're not a Christian, hold on. I promise I'm not going to try to convince you that he is our Savior, even though I think he is. But there's so much more to this message than that. But if you are a Christian, you know that tomorrow or today, I'm recording this on Saturday, so forgive me for that one. You know, we celebrate Easter Sunday, and it's such a beautiful time of year. Easter is one of my favorite seasons because it really is a season, and it's one of my favorite holidays. And I think it's just because the weather is warmer. Hopefully the sun is shining. I mean, we live in the Northeast, so a lot of times Easter Sundays there's been snow on the ground or cold and freezing. You never know if you can wear your Easter dress or not, right? But it's about rebirth. It's about hope. It's about we made it through. We made it through the dark days of Lent, and perhaps you really honor Lent still and gave up something, and it was hard over the 40 days, like living in the desert. And today you can celebrate. You can eat all the chocolate you want if you gave up chocolate. Or if you made it through, maybe you went on a social media Lent where you gave up social media, like, kudos to you. I've always thought, oh, I would love to do that. I am giving up social media for the Tritium. So since Friday, actually since Thursday night, I gave up social media. And I have to say, it's been pretty refreshing already. And it's just Saturday evening, like I said, when I'm recording this. But anyway, that's kind of what Easter is about. Of just that, we made it through. We made it through those dark days, and it's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate, you know, that birth of rebirth of, for those of us that are Christians, of Jesus coming, of him, you know, waking from the dead. Like, talk about a success story, right? That's a crazy one. And I don't totally understand it. I don't think many of us do. But I feel like it's kind of one of those things like algebra. Like sometimes you just have to trust that the formula works and not question it. And I feel like with that whole biblical story, you just either trust it or you don't. I choose to trust it. I choose to believe that that's really what happened. And I just want to share a couple of thoughts of why I just think it's so powerful. Besides already, like I shared, I just love this season of just renewal and hope. I feel like it just gives us hope. We made it through the winter. We made it through the dark days. And there's light ahead. Like right now, I'm looking outside. It's still chilly, but the sun is shining and it feels beautiful. And I know there's going to be daffodils and tulips coming, peeking their little heads up soon. And that just gives me so much joy. And I know it gives others that same feeling of like, okay, I'm coming back to life, right? We're physically coming back to life. And a few things that have always struck me with the Easter story, going back to that. One is I kind of love the fact that the women were the ones who went to the tomb first. And like, kudos to the women out there. Like, we're the brave souls who, like, they thought Jesus was dead. They were going to go and they took the day off because it was Passover yesterday. and they were going to visit the tomb to just honor him and worship at his grave site. And it was the women who went there first. It was the women who recognized that, ooh, something's amiss here. This big stone that was covering his grave had been moved and it was empty inside. Can you even imagine like what that must have felt like to be there? Like, what happened? What happened? I have to think about that. Like, what are the emotions? Like, would you have ran away in fright? Or would you have been looking? What would you have done in that situation? I don't know. It's just kind of just surreal to me to even think about that. And then to not even recognize when Jesus appeared to them, they didn't even recognize him. Because who would, right? Hey, the last thing they knew, he was dead. And here he is standing there talking to them. So it's so powerful. I just feel like with that whole story. And again, I just have always loved the Easter story. And I love the Easter Mass and just the joyful celebration of that, because leading up to that, it's always kind of like, whoa, sad and depressing. And I know in 2021 and last year for 2020, it's so unusual. And I got to admit, I didn't even really recognize that Easter was happening this year. Like, it doesn't feel like an Easter season to me because we haven't been going to church and we haven't been celebrating all of the special services that lead up to Easter Sunday. And it just doesn't seem like it's really happening. So I'm trying to take some time this week to really just dive into that and really embrace that, the Easter story again. And we will be celebrating tomorrow. We will be taking my mother, or today, when the recording comes out, taking my mother-in-law to Easter service. And I'm so looking forward to that because it has been a long time since we've gone to church. So that's just something I just wanted to mention, just some things to think about of that renewal. What have you made it through? What were the dark days that you thought would never end? And then all of a sudden you see the light. You see that there's a sense of this renewal, that you can do big things and that miracles can happen for you. I want you to spend some time thinking about that. And of course, if you are a Christian, just, you know, celebrating this special time. Also, Easter Sunday just brings back so many memories of my childhood, especially we used to always, not always, but we celebrated our Easter many, many years down in Louisiana. My father is from Louisiana. He's, you know, Cajun, so I'm part Cajun. And many times we lived in the cold north. We lived in Michigan when I was a teenager. So we would always try to get down to Louisiana for Easter because the weather was so much nicer and warmer. And again, we just embraced that whole season. And I love one of the Cajun traditions that we have. It's called pocking eggs. And it's where you take the hard-boiled Easter eggs that we've decorated and you have this little competition because us Cajuns, we love to compete. We make everything a competition. And you, one person holds the egg and the other person, you know, taps it. And then whichever egg breaks, the person whose egg did not break gets to collect them. And it goes down until one person is left with the egg that hasn't broke yet. And they are the champion of the egg pocking. And it was just always just a fun thing that we would do on Easter Sunday. And I just have so many fun memories of doing that with my cousins. There were so many cousins and growing up and all the aunts and uncles at my grandparents' house, or even going out with the Easter egg hunt out in the backyard. And you know, there was the way my cousins fell, there was like, we called them the big boys and the little girls, and the boys were all, it was kind of interesting because most of the boy cousins were all born first, and there was probably a 5-year gap, and then all of a sudden there was a bunch of girls. So it was a very, and then one boy, the poor boy, last boy with all the girls. But, you know, so the aunts would help the younger girls because we were so much younger than the boys for the Easter egg hunts. And Anyway, just so many fond memories. I also remember we had a uncle who was a priest. And a few times he would be able to come to our grandparents' backyard and actually say Easter Sunday Mass for us. So sitting on the swing set listening to Easter Sunday Mass was definitely one of my favorite ways to celebrate Easter Sunday. And then a big barbecue, you know, with all the Cajun fixings and everything. So just fun memories. And I hope that you have some fun memories to look back on, or maybe you're creating your own memories with your own family and new traditions. And of course, you know, an Easter message would not be complete without talking about all the goodies that come with Easter Sunday. What's your favorite treats? Nothing tops peanut butter eggs. I'm sorry. That's the best, right? The peanut butter eggs are just so yummy. I don't know why they taste different than a regular Reese's peanut butter cup. Like, it's the same thing, right? But they just taste better to me when they are in the shape of an Easter egg. And it's Easter Sunday. I have to also admit, I'm a jelly bean fan. Not the black ones, but I love jelly beans. And oh, the malted eggs. Mmm. Another one of my favorites, the malted eggs. I haven't had those in so long. Like, we don't do a lot of candy anymore. We're trying to get rid of the COVID-20 right now. So no Easter candy at our house. And of course, the Easter peeps. You either love them or you hate them, right? The marshmallow peeps. So I would just love to hear from you as I wrap up this quick little Sunday message, this Easter message of hope and joy and resurrection for you. What's your favorite Easter memory? What do you remember? What's the traditions that you look back on fondly, whether or not you still do them or not? And or what's your favorite Easter candy? Let me know. But I do hope that you feel hopeful today and you feel joyous and you know that there's just something better out. You know, there is that resurrection. There is new birth. There is you know, again, if you're a Christian and you believe it, Jesus Christ rose for us. He did that for us, for you, for me, for all of us. And, you know, I don't know. I'm so happy that I am a Christian because I know I could not have survived so many things, the trials, the tribulations of life without that faith. So I'm just grateful for that today. And I hope you are as well. So, my friends, I'm going to wrap this up and just happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, and may this be the beginning of something beautiful for you and your family. Have a wonderful, blessed day.